5 Easter, Friday C. First posted May 7th, 2010. James 1:22-27. Doers of the Word. The author warns Christians to not only hear, but also do the Word. Those who hear the Word, but do not apply it in their lives, do not retain it in memory. They are like a person who sees his face in a mirror, and then turns away, and immediately forgets what he looks like. One who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, i.e. the gospel, Romans 8:1-4, and perseveres, not simply hearing, but applying it daily, will be blessed. A person who thinks he is religious must learn to bridle his tongue, or he is deceiving himself, and his religion is in vain. Pure undefiled religion, in God's judgment, is that which helps the poor, weak, humble and oppressed, Matthew 25:35-40, and keeps us from being polluted by the sinful world around us. Commentary. The Bible, the Word of God, has been given to us by God for our own good. It is the owner's manual for life in this world. If we seriously look into God's Word, we will read it entirely, and we will read portions daily with prayer and meditation for daily guidance. See free Bible study tools, sidebar, at right. God's Word promises that we will be blessed as we read the Bible with a commitment to apply it daily. Jesus warns that those who call Jesus Lord and call themselves Christians are not saved and are deceiving themselves, Matthew 7:21-27, Luke 6:46. As we begin to trust and obey God's Word, we will be filled with the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b-1:15-16. The infilling with the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible ongoing daily event, Acts 1:9-2. The indwelling Holy Spirit is the greatest blessing imaginable. Through the Holy Spirit, we have daily access to and fellowship with God our Creator and our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. He is the Paraclete, our Consoler, Comforter, Intercessor, and Advocate, John 14:17. He is the Spirit of Truth, John 16:13, who will teach us all things and cause us to recall all Jesus' words, John 14:26. The indwelling Holy Spirit opens our minds to understand Scripture, Luke 24:45. The Holy Spirit gives Jesus' disciples what to say at the moment it is needed, Mark 13:11, Luke 12:11-12. He guides and empowers us to know and do God's specific individual will for us. Jesus warns us not to depart from Jerusalem. The church is the new Jerusalem on earth until we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5-8. A true Christian is a disciple student of Jesus Christ, Acts 1:1-6c, who has been born again, John 3:3-5-8, by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Christian discipleship is a spiritual growth process. A new believer is to be discipled by a born-again disciple until the new believer is born again. Compare Paul's Saul of Tarsus conversion, Acts 9:1-20, and then he is discipled by the Holy Spirit to spiritual maturity at the day of the Lord's return. Many nominal churches today are failing to make disciples and require discipleship of their members. Many nominal churches today are not Bible preaching churches. Often there is no reading of the Bible during the service, and the sermon may be based on a single verse, if based on Scripture at all. Many nominal Christians have never read the entire Bible and don't read it regularly. Disciples need to learn to bridle their tongues in several ways. Some must break habits of cursing. Some must break habits of gossip. We must not verbally abuse those of our own congregation and our family at home, and we must not verbally abuse those who serve us in retail and service industries and the community around us. Treating people poorly in the secular world gives Jesus a bad reputation among worldly people, James 1:19-21. God is the helper and advocate for the poor, weak, humble and oppressed, And so are we called to do likewise. 1 Corinthians 1:26-28. Matthew 25:34-40. Jesus' ministry of physical healing, feeding and resurrection were intended to show that he could also, and more importantly heal, feed and resurrect spiritually, but he cared also for their physical conditions. He sent his disciples out to practice carrying in Jesus' ministry, telling them to preach the coming of the kingdom of heaven, and to heal the sick, raise the dead and feed the hungry physically and spiritually. Matthew 1:07-8. After they had been baptized with the Holy Spirit, they began fulfilling Jesus' great commission. Matthew 28:19-20, and carrying in Jesus' mission. Acts 3:2-8. Acts 9:36-41. James 2:14-17. Christianity isn't really a religion, in the sense of otherworldly religions. It isn't man's attempt to propitiate God by religious rituals. One can be religious without being a Christian. One can be spiritual without being born again. But one cannot be a true Christian without being baptized with the Holy Spirit and having a personal relationship with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.